Hello and good morning. It's so good to see you all here worshiping in our church here this morning. Does everybody know who I am?
Pastor Colin.
Pastor Colin, yes. All right. Awesome. But I don't know you guys. Can I get all your names? Who's this over here?
Tammy.
Tammy? All right. Excellent. That's a lot of names. You know, Saturday service, none of the kids showed up. They're like, we don't like that Pastor Ford guy. We're not going up there. There were no kids there, so, you know. So it's good to have, see, this is where all the kids are. They're all at the late service. That's pretty good. So I have a little bit of a message for you all. So I'd like to open it with, do you guys know what it is to gamble? No? All right. Well, oh, you do? What's gambling? Gambling is like playing a game for money. All right. Very good. Very good. Now, raise your hand if you know gambling's bad. A few hands didn't go up. But it's good, yes. But we're going to play a game. It won't cost you anything. In fact, you have the chance to win this whole $1 bill. Think of all the things you can get for this $1 bill. Who would like to? Now, we know gambling's bad, but you would if you knew if the price was right, because you can win this dollar, and there, if you lose, you just don't get the dollar. There's literally there's no reason not to play. So who would like to play? All right, you. Come on up. All right, so we're going to play a quick game. It's a gamble. If you win, you get this $1 bill, right? And if you lose, you don't get it, right? So I bet you this $1 bill, I can tell you where you got those shoes. I know, right? Right? It's pretty hard, but are you ready? You got those shoes on your feet. Did I get it right? Excellent, excellent. All right, please sit down. Now, that felt like a for sure bet, right? Oh, how's Pastor Colin going to know where I got these shoes? That $1, that's as good as mine. And then the answer, got them on your feet. Oh. But, you know, that's the thing about gambling. You always, if you do gamble, you're always expecting to win. You never expect to lose. And yet, people gamble with more than just this $1 bill, right? There are people that gamble for things much more precious. They gamble with their faith. In big ways and small ways. Or big ways and small ways. Sorry, I did that backwards. You know, it might start off with simply like, well, I don't need to go to church to know that I'm saved. And you know, that's true. You also don't need a parachute to jump out of an airplane, but I'm told it helps. But it starts with little things. Oh, I'm tired this Sunday, I don't want to go to church. Or, oh, you know, I can tell my friend about Jesus later, and sooner or later, it adds up. And soon, you're not going to church at all, you're not worshiping the Lord. And your gamble, that day you wanted to just sleep in, you've lost that gamble. So let us not gamble with our faith. Let's pray. Dear Lord, Father in heaven, we thank you for all the gifts that you give us in our life, especially the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask that you always keep us steadfast in your word and help us always to stay on the path of faith. In your name we pray. Amen.